We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This is KC Sports Network, proudly presented by M-Prize Bank.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Border War Podcast here on the Kansas City Sports Network. We are presented by M-Prize Bank. My name is Jarrett Sutton. I'm joined, as always, by my partner in crime, Jeff Hawkins. Jeff, I know you're on spring break. You're rocking your Jayhawk gear. It's Big 12 tournament time. I know there's a lot of doom and gloom, but we gotta find some positivity today.
Oh, yeah.
Always a great time. How you doing?
I'm doing great. You know, I feel like I could just record this saying right here, because you know we're talking college basketball. We're in tournament play, so it's really starting to heat up. And again, you know, anything can happen. We're gonna see some upsets. We're gonna see some really good basketball coming up here these next couple of weeks. So I'm just excited and you know blessed to have the opportunity to be talking about some college basketball.
We're gonna break down the Kansas loss to Houston. An ugly loss for Kansas to close Big 12 play and to close their regular season. Kansas draws the sixth seed after tiebreakers. Rare to say that. I will say that. I'm sure Kansas fans feel the same way. Kansas ends the regular season 22-9, 10-8 in league play. And you look ahead to the Big 12 tournament, they will face the winner of West Virginia and Cincinnati on, I believe, is it Wednesday night? Wednesday night. So just Kansas fans in Kansas City, I know you'll bring the energy and bring the support for Kansas at the Big 12 tournament. It's going to be a unique Big 12 tournament too, just with the newcomers. You got Houston, who wins the Big 12 outright as the one seed. Iowa State, we know all about that Hilton Magic crew making the trip from Ames, Iowa to Kansas City. They always show out and make the 12 tournament such a blast. And then a lot of the newcomers with Cincinnati, I'm curious to see, you know, how they support during the Big 12 tournament. And then you got BYU and UCF and a lot of newcomers here. So it should be a great Big 12 tournament. Tips on first round is March the 12th, tomorrow night on Tuesday. I think it's bumped up an extra day for the Big 12 tournament. But Jeff, before we get to just kind of what's ahead, I guess, for Kansas as they look to the postseason. We do got to talk just about the Houston game, and it just was a bad day. You know, nothing really went right. Really tough start, and then obviously Hunter with his shoulder situation made matters worse. It's always tough when you're getting beat pretty good, and then you never want to see an injury happen, especially just the timing of it with this time of the season. Give Houston credit. You know, there's a reason why they're the number one team in the country. There's a reason why they won the Big 12. I mean, they're a tough, connected group. And the player of the year and the defensive player of the year, as we saw in Jamal Shedd, really, really, you know, just took it to Kansas. No other way to say it. And looked very motivated. That Fertitta Center was rocking, like as we knew it would. Your overall takeaways and assessment. I know it's not a ton of positive. Kansas didn't shoot the ball well. Turnovers were a factor, and ultimately Kansas gets handed a pretty good loss.
Yeah, I mean that's what you expect from the number one team, and Houston clearly looked like the number one team in the nation against the Jayhawks. And you know it's that that famous saying, when it rains, it pours. And, you know, for the Jayhawks, unfortunately, it rained, it poured. And then for some of them, it felt like, it, you know, it rained, it poured, then it flooded. So it was just a bad overall all night, you know, as far as, you know, with McCullough with his knee issues. And then you have Hunter go out in the second half with his shoulder issues. And, you know, all before that, though, the Jayhawks were struggling. So, you know, before Hunter got hurt with his dislocated his shoulder, they were still having some issues. And, you know, it really started, you know, the 3-point line, they only shot 14% for the game. So they struggled trying to shoot the deep ball, especially. That's kind of what you want to have going for you, especially on the road, to really try to quiet some of those runs down and keep that crowd down. And another thing, a couple factors that really stood out to me, 18 turnovers and then 30 points off of those turnovers. So Houston really did a great job of, you know, getting out, creating those turnovers. I believe they had like 11 or 12 steals. So they did a really good job of causing havoc, but then capitalizing on that havoc as well, too. It was just a bad night. You know, that's kind of my overall take. Bad night. It's going to be interesting to see, you know, who steps up moving forward with the Jayhawks with injuries. But this, I just overall think it was a bad night. You know, no one could get going. And, you know, you have to give credit to Houston. You know, they did everything. They were ready for this game, taking that loss down in the field house. This being their last game, you know, they were geeked up and ready for that again. And they had some momentum going forward to this game, with the Jayhawks being their only loss before they had lost previously. So Jayhawks just caught Houston on a bad motivation day. And also when the Jayhawks just couldn't get anything going for them.
You look to, I mean, Houston with 13 offensive rebounds. You don't really, we say it all the time, you don't really see Kansas get, especially this season, get out-rebounded and then points in the paint and second chance points. I mean, that's usually where Kansas really makes their headway. And 13 offensive rebounds, Kansas got out-rebounded. They were minus 7 on the glass.
Yeah.
Second chance points plus 16 for Houston, points in the paint plus 10. I mean, bench points is, you know, something that we've seen, Houston plus 13. So you mentioned the points off turnovers. I think that was the biggest part of this game, but just rare to see that. You know, obviously Hunter going out with the injury, but it just looked like Kansas was back on their heels. And I think it was just Houston threw that first punch in that first half, and Kansas really couldn't get anything going. And Houston's great defensively. They're one of the best defensive teams I've seen this year. I just think they can get after you in so many different ways, and they're so athletic, and they can just guard all sorts of different actions, and they're just very physical. They don't really give you much. And I think, just to your point, what you said, it just wasn't a good night. But Houston had won the Big 12 outright going in. It was a kind of a signed, sealed situation when they were getting ready to play this game. But Houston clearly looks very motivated to be playing their best basketball going into Kansas City, and they ultimately want that number one seed without a doubt to really hopefully catapult them in the NCAA tournament.
Well, you know, there's a good thing, at least for the Big 12, is that, you know, we can at least say that's a Big 12 team doing good. So
That's right.
You know, another thing that stood out to me as well, too, is, you know, like you said, it was just that defense. I think the Jayhawks had 4 points for the first 9 minutes of the game. So you rarely see them scoring only 9 points. I've done some of that with my high school team this year, you know, scoring 9 points. So you rarely see that for the Jayhawks this year. But you got to give credit to Houston. They came out, they looked like the number one team, and they made KU pay for any mistakes they made.
Yeah. So just looking at the way kind of we've talked about this over the last couple of weeks, So Kansas has lost now after the Houston loss. They've lost 3 of 4, that one win being to Kansas State. You know, they got some pretty good in Lubbock. And I thought we wouldn't see a game like that. And then, you know, to see what happened in the Houston game. So they've had two pretty bad, you know, losses on the road, I would say, over the last month. What are you – and there's so many factors that play a part in this, is really the conversation is – now with Hunter hurt, Kevin's been banged up. You know, you're trying to get consistency from your bench. There just seems to be a lot going on right now, especially at the wrong time of the year when you kind of want to be escalating. And it just feels like there's this rough patch. And Kansas is fully capable of getting through that. It's not like Kansas in this Bill Self era hasn't been faced with adversity. I know so much is made of just, you know, how good Kansas has been in the Bill Self era, deservedly so. But it's not like, you know, Bill's been able to bring them out of tough moments.
Yeah.
From a coaching side, like, are you seeing anything from Coach Self? I know he's kind of, I know he's got to be frustrated, but I also think, you know, he's going to continue to battle. He's going to continue to compete and try to find ways to have a good showing in Kansas City. And we'll, you know, who knows if Kevin Hunter, I doubt, right, that they would be playing in Kansas City. I think it makes sense for them to stay, to get right and get healthy. It sounds like Hunter's not going to be season ending. What, from a coaching standpoint, anything you're seeing or anything that you would draw on of what Coach Self might be looking at practice wise, or maybe what he's showing his guys right now?
Coaching wise, I think right now is, you know, he knows what situations he in, what they're in, you know, small chance, very, 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 very small chance McCullough and Hunter play. You know, they're most likely not going to play. So I think now he's looking forward to resting those guys up, getting them as much rest as they can, trying to get them ready for the tournament, but focusing on what he has in front of him. And that's that, you know, the team that's the players that are still able to play. So guys like Brown, Dow, Timberlake, you know, those guys right now, I think that's going to be his major focus, because if he can get these guys, if he can sneak a with no Hunter, no McCullough, a win or two in the Big 12 tournament with these guys being able to play good and get some confidence, I think it's going to allow them to, they could be a scary team coming out in March, in March Madness, when you get Hunter and potentially Hunter and McCullough back. So I think right now he's just trying to make sure these guys are locked in. They know what they're doing. He's giving them as much confidence because they're going to get the reps. They're going to get the reps now. They're going to have those abilities to make stakes and mistakes. So it's just going to really see what can they make of their time when they're out there. But I think he's in a focus mode right now as far as keeping those guys all together and on the same page and just still believing that they got a shot.
Yeah, and you mentioned it. Like, I do think that it is important for, even if McCullough and Hunter, you know, are not playing, that it's a great opportunity for Johnny Furphy to be aggressive.
Yeah.
Right? We talked about this last week. Like, and I kind of trying to just look at the positives that could come from this. And that would mean, like, hey, Johnny, you have the ball. Go be aggressive. Like, mm-hmm. I think there's some tentative stuff to him sometimes. I know, like, and Fran Fraschilla touched on this in the game the other day. Like, if he misses a couple of shots and he wants to take good shots, but I mean, sometimes him just taking a shot is a good shot for Kansas because of his shooting, his ability to stretch it. He's got to be confident going into any tournament Kansas is in, because I do think he's a very, very important player, and his confidence level has to be going, and he's got to be aggressive. So do you draw that too?
Yeah, hello.
Same thing with the bench, but like Johnny kind of has to be the guy if Hunter and Kevin aren't playing.
No, I totally agree with you, Jared. The first thing that was like popping out my mind, even when you said that, is like, even if he has a bad shooting night, he goes 1 for 20. Like, that's good.
Right.
Because he just wasn't hitting. He never stopped. He always believed that next one was going in. He just had a horrible percentage, shooting 5% for the field. So, but I think right now they'd take that, you know, him being that ultra aggressive. And do I think he would go 1 for 20 from the field? No, but just the fact of him, you know, having to go, you know, having an opportunity to go 1 for 20 and take those shots, I think KU fans, I think they would get a lot out of Johnny just from that aggressive standpoint, to when, you know, you may mix up a McCullough and a Hunter back into the mix. Now he's always aggressive. Even when he's not making those shots, he can still find a way to go hunt his shot down, and you just hope that the ball falls in.
We'll take a quick break, but before we do, we wanted to tell you about Home Field Apparel. Home Field is committed to creating incredibly comfortable, officially licensed apparel with vintage college designs. Home Field has a growing collection of over 150-plus colleges to choose from, including your favorite team's unique logos, mascots, and iconic moments to create thoughtfully designed apparel. Shop your latest team's apparel, head to homefieldapparel.com. Use the promo code KCSN23 for 15% off your first order.
We appreciate you supporting KC Sports Network by listening to our podcast. You have helped us become the highest ranked Chiefs podcast network in 2022 and 2023. And don't forget about our daily Substack newsletter, the best written analysis you can find on the Chiefs straight to your inbox every day. kcsn.substack.com.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Border War Podcast here on the Kansas Sports Network. We are presented by Emprise Bank. I'm Jarrett, joined by Jeff Hawkins. And Jeff, I wanted to give a shout out to Hunter Dickinson just on his season at Kansas. It's the first season to Lawrence as a newcomer, as a transfer, one of the more highly touted transfers. I really think he's lived up, you know, to pretty much everything. Led the Big 12 in scoring and rebounding in league games, second in field goal percentage, fourth in blocks. You know, this is one of the top rebounders and double-double figure players in college basketball. You know, just from his efficiency from the field, I think he won six Big 12 weekly awards, player and newcomer of the week involved in that. So his imprint on Kansas this year, and you want to have your you know, if you're in the portal and you're bringing players in, you know, you're going to hit on some. There's going to be some you miss on. It's just part of it. But Hunter's been great. I hope he can be healthy for this run for Kansas because he's just so important. But really what he's done in the minutes he's played, the physicality, anytime you go to a Kansas game and what, he just gets absolutely like all the physicality. He gets hit, positioning stuff, off the ball stuff. He just gets cheap shots here and there. And he's been just durable and reliable and consistent all season. I know that like the three-point shooting was pretty good in non-conference. I know it kind of took a step off in league play, but for the most part, he's been a win for Kansas in terms of getting a player in the portal that's been such an impact from a production standpoint.
Yeah, I don't think you know, Jayhawk Nation there, he's going to go down as one of the top bigs that came through KU, and he's done it the right way. You know, and you know, just to be able to, you know, come from in the portal to Jayhawk Nation and figure out, you know, how you're going to fit in. And, you know, he came in and just dominated, not only just dominated in a Jayhawk uniform, but dominated in the Big 12 as well as in the nation. So You gotta be happy for Hunter, and I know Jayhawks Nation is praying, you know, that he'll come back. But you gotta be thankful for a guy like Hunter, who came in and you know, he did everything that you asked for, that you could have asked him for. You know, he banged down low every night, and he gave the fans truly something to truly look forward to every game. You know, he had his body in a uniform, so. You got to be very proud of Hunter. You know, he came in and represented the Jayhawks to the best of his ability.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, you know, in the same breath, talking about Hunter, I think Kevin, I feel for Kevin McCullers so much because I feel like this season for Kansas and Kevin in general, going into like the injury issues that he was having probably 3 weeks ago, a month ago, when he was having some knee pain, having to sit out games, having to come back. Like before the injury, he was headed for Big 12 Player of the Year, arguably. And I think it actually was probably going to be a fight between him and Hunter if you were really thinking about a goal play. Now, for whatever reason, factors, all these things, you know, play a part in what transpired. But Kevin has had such a great season. I hate it that, you know, this was the year for him. We talk about it like the Jalen Wilson, the Ochai Agbaji coming back, being the guy. He was that. And then the injury bug kind of snake bit him. But if you look at the improvement and the growth he made, I know he hasn't shot the ball well in games he's played in of late. I think some of that has to do with just the lift off the floor with me. Just doesn't look right to me. But he's been great. And I feel like he would have, you know, I just hate for him everything he's gone through in his college career, transfer from Tech, being just a role guy for most of his career, and then he is the guy and living up to it, and then has
And then, you know, Kevin's a guy that'll be very, very, very close to a lot of people's heart, just because you know, again, I go back to, you know, late night when I was talking to him, and now he was dead serious about, you know, if this team falls or it does not succeed, he puts it all on himself. And, you know, you always want to root for a kid like that. But you always want to tell him, hey, it doesn't always have to fall on you. You know, it's a collective unit, but you love a guy that loves to put his team on the back. And, you know, until you start speaking those knee injuries with Kevin, you know, he was, you know, again, one of the top players in that Big 12 conference. And, you know, what he was doing for the Jayhawks, I think the leadership that he brought was the second to none, because he had those guys were playing all five of those starters. And I know that bench production wasn't where it was they were looking at, but those five guys were playing, and he was playing at an unbelievable level. He was a triple double threat here for a second. So everything that Kevin's done, you know, it's been great. You know, you hope that his knee can get healed up and recover a little bit better, and Hunter the same, to where, you know, they can go in and make a nice little run next week.
I was just to say, you know, you look at the Big 12 tournament is what's ahead for Kansas, and I'm going too far ahead, but really, if you're looking at it from a big picture perspective, I think these games are going to matter for what we just touched on, some of these, you know, role players and Furphy and guys that might be able to get some more experience and maybe be in some different roles that could pay off. But I do want to look ahead of just where, and I'm going off Lenardi and bracketology, and anything can happen with that, especially knowing what's to come in conference play. But I mean, if we're starting the NCAA tournament this week, it looks like Kansas would be a 4 seed and be on the UConn side of the bracket. And that would be kind of interesting, because the way I look at it, I know conference play did not go how Kansas fans would want. You know, you just rare to see Kansas as a 6 seed in the Big 12 tournament, but they'd still right now be a 4. And a lot of that has to do with what they did in non-conference play. The league as a whole should probably get 9 teams in, it's looking like.
Yep.
That's subject to change. But I look back on just – when this team was healthy and when this team was right, if you go back and look at the Kentucky win, the Tennessee win, the UConn win, even win at Indiana to come back and win, you know, when Oklahoma was ranked in the top 10, how they were able to really handle Oklahoma to start league play. You look at just kind of the games that took place in the non-con at full strength. Kansas is just as good as anybody, right? Yeah. So I think there's a little bit of that where Kansas sits right now, and yes, health is a part of this, that I feel like some people are kind of writing it off. And I think Bill Self is the best coach in America. And when you look at this tournament, yeah, there's some teams that probably are deeper, that probably have maybe more athleticism, maybe more shooting. But at the end of the day, Kansas in non-conference play was right there. I mean, I was at that game against UConn. I think UConn is so dangerous, and I think they should be the one seed. I would not want to play UConn. I think they're legit just with everything they have.
Yeah.
And Kansas beat them. And I know it was at Allen Fieldhouse, but Kansas was great in that game. Kansas put it to Houston in their own building. I know it was Allen Fieldhouse, but you would say that at that point, guys were pretty healthy for the most part, and Kansas looked great. So I think it's a little bit doom and gloom, but I wouldn't be surprised, I guess, if Kansas, if Hunter can be healthy and Kevin can be healthy enough and maybe find his shot, Kansas is fully capable of going on a long run in March, and that cannot be overlooked.
Yeah, I agree. You know, this is the time to get hot, and I always think of Malik Newman when he got hot during this time. And
that was a special run.
Yeah.
Special run. Man.
So, you know, all it takes is, you know, a couple plays, especially playing on this big of a stage. I mean, you know, the stage, the whole atmosphere, everything you do once you start getting to the NCAA tournament is just different. And it can elevate your play just by just how the whole scenery is different. So, and if you're making shots and you're making plays out of that, I mean, anything can happen. So I think right now that's kind of where the Jayhawks are in that kind of, you know, they're needing something like that to kind of to boost them up and go right now because they're dealing with so many injuries and just trying to figure some things out. But it could still also be a scary sight if they figure some things out. Guys get healthy. A couple of these young guys start figuring some things out. Furphy, you know, takes his role a little bit more serious because there's going to be more shots on the table. It's a lot of factors that can help. And again, you mentioned it best or first. They got Coach Self, one of the greatest coaches, the best coach, I believe, in NCAA basketball today. So they have a really good leader. Great. He has a great coaching staff. So it's going to be interesting to see, you know, what adjustments. That's, I think, one of the fun things to watch about Coach Self is what adjustments, what things he's going to do. He's definitely on the drawing board right now. So it's just going to be interesting to see what he comes up with.
Yeah. And you look to, like, there are things with this current team. And I know it's mentioned, like, over the last 10 years when we've gotten to the Big 12 tournament, Kansas has faced a lot of adversity going into the Big 12 tournament. Doak was out a couple of years. Yeah. Josh Jackson didn't play. Cliff Alexander didn't play. Embiid didn't play. There was the pandemic, Bill Self scare, and now it could be McCuller and Dickinson. And the reason why I say that is, like, it's not like Kansas hasn't been in this predicament. Now, I'm sure, you know, the record and the seeding and all that was different, but it doesn't take away from the fact that where we sit right now, things could look different next week, and it shouldn't shy away from, you know, Kansas being a dangerous team in the NCAA tournament.
Yep. Like you said, this is the team that beat Houston. Again, they are at home, but a win is a win. This is a team that beat Houston and UConn, so they can get some things rolling. Who knows what's going to happen?
That's right. Jeff, the one guy I did want to hit on, and I'd still, like, deep down believe that he's critical to if Kansas is to go all run, and that's DeJuan Harris.
Yeah.
He's a championship player. He's won a title. He is that older leader. I know he's different in that. He's not a vocal guy. He's a very creative, you know, pass-first point guard. He can defend and get steals, and, you know, he's a very pesky, active defender. I look at just kind of over the last month, his unwillingness to shoot threes, and if he does shoot a three, he just hasn't been confident. I think he shot 5 total threes over the last 5 games. His last three-point make was at Oklahoma. And we talked a couple weeks ago about how when he's in double figures in scoring, that's usually a really good sign for Kansas if you can get over 10 points.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. So the
I'm just curious what you would say just about, like, does he need to be shooting threes? If he's wide open, I still believe that he needs to have some confidence, and maybe that's Big 12 tournament play him. Hey, DeJuan, shoot the ball.
Man, I think he needs to. If you ask me, I think he needs to shoot more threes. He's shooting 38% from the field. Like, if you told me, hey, you're going to be shooting 38% from the field every year, oh, I'm chucking up shots. Like, I'm going to have to shoot right. that. I'm going to have to shoot that three ball. Because I know most of these, every 4 out of every 10 I shoot is going in. And if I get hot, who knows what can happen. So, for him to be shooting, 38%, I think he has to, you got to take 2 to 3. You got to at least take 2 to 3. And if you're hitting, you obviously take more. But I think you should at least give yourself a chance for that ball to go in and for you to be able to stretch the D and give the team a different look. Because even if you're not hitting, by the time you miss 2 in a row, by the time you still shoot that third one, the defense is still reacting a little bit different and still might be able to give you some edge. Even on the fourth shot, you might be pump faking. So there's some things that it can open up, and again, it might just go in. But I think DeJuan, in the Big 12 tournament, this week, I think this is a big, we mentioned Furphy and, the bench, but I think this is a big moment for DeJuan as well, too. I think this is his chance right now to still facilitate the ball, but also go look for your shot as well, too, because they're going to need some offense. And if he can gain some confidence and, keeping the defense guessing and, get to his floater, get to the rim, hit that outside shot, I think it's just going to allow KU to have more confidence trying to get ready as they try to get healthy for the NCAA tournament. But they're going to need it.
Yeah, they're going to need it. And look, there's still a chance, let's say the Big 12 tournament here coming up this week. So important week, not just for that, but, if Kansas is able to win and get the win, whether it's West Virginia or Cincinnati, then they would play Baylor. That's a big game. They split with Baylor. There's Iowa State that could be down the road. They could face Houston. You never know. And if they have a good run in Kansas City, they could help their seed line as well. So let's see how it plays out in Kansas City. It's an important stretch. We'll see what happens with Hunter and Kevin. I think we both agree that probably is best they don't play and likely won't play. Probably better for the overall NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
We'll have a lot to cover. We'll break it all down next week. We'll talk about the Kansas games in Kansas City. And get you geared up for the NCAA tournament as well. It's great to be in the March Madness.
Right now.
It's exciting. And Jeff, always fun breaking it down with you, man.
You bet, man. Take care.
We'll talk next week.
Thank you for listening to KC Sports Network. We appreciate your support. Don't forget to hit that follow button and leave us a review if you like what you heard. You can find all 6 of our channels covering the Chiefs, Royals, Sporting KC, and the KC Current, plus KU, K-State, or Mizzou by searching KCSN wherever you listen to podcasts. We're also on YouTube. Entertain. Educate. Inform. KC Sports Network.